If you're blind or visually impaired, but you can hear, then sound is a vital way of experiencing the world around you. How humans and creatures hear, make, and experience sound is at the heart of the Sensing Nature project being run by Waveney and Blyth Arts in partnership with the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. And in 2017, the Sensing Nature project will be looking to create a sound trail using visually impaired musicians and singers. The trail will take place at Thornham Woods near Eye in Suffolk and is being led by two professional composers and musicians who currently lead Tactile, a group for visually impaired musicians based in London. Right now, Jackie Waldock and Adrian Lee are trying to recruit singers and musicians, especially those who are blind or visually impaired, to join them in creating an ensemble of musicians to create the sound trail. And if you're interested in taking part, Jackie and Adrian will be holding a series of taster workshops in February 2017, which are taking place in Norwich, Ipswich, Bungay and Eye. I asked Jackie to explain more about what these taster workshops would involve and what people could expect.
We're opening our doors, really, to give people the opportunity to come and see if they want to get involved with the final project. So it will be a day of exploration, of discovery. We'll probably start off with some icebreakers and find different ways to get to know each other's names. We'll probably move on from there to exploring rhythm that we can all respond to, and then eventually to building up layered pieces. For example, I might start with a little rhythmic figure. And then add something. And then we can, you know, we'll start to create our own music and our own sound, literally from whoever's in the room, whatever instruments they play, whatever voices they have, and use that process of building up and exploring and discovering each other.
And what would be your hopes for what you've achieved by the end of the day?
What would be amazing, I think, by the end of the day would be to have created a piece or even two short pieces that are created by everyone in that group. So everyone in that group has a voice of creation within the compositions that we make up.
And some musicians, or many musicians, perhaps will be used to and comfortable with reading off sheet music, but I imagine you're not going to be doing that at this workshop.
You're absolutely right, yeah. We will be exploring tactile notation, so it's a very, very different kind of notation, and just sort of gently easing people into the ideas of improvisation. So if you're new to improvisation, come along and give it a try. It's built on so many things that you do already know about. Things like call and response, things like questioning phrases and answering phrases, things like hearing someone's idea and just adding a little bit to it, or copying what someone does, or adding a harmony line. Before you know it, you will be improvising and drawn into this process.
Mm. And if people are drawn in, of course, the next move will be to start working on the performance piece for the concerts in July. How do you see that panning out? What are you expecting to happen over those few months of developing this work?
At the moment, we don't know what this piece is going to be. So I think we'll probably start with the site itself.
The site being Thornham Walks.
Yep, Thornham Walks, that's right. And it would be amazing to have everyone who wants to be part of the ensemble going there and exploring that site together and reflecting on what it is, what's exciting about that site, how do we approach that site without our site, and what do we hear, how do we hear the sounds of nature, what wildlife is there, and how is that wildlife dealing with the site and finding its way around and doing what it needs to do to survive. So that's going to be our inspiration, and then big piece of paper, lots and lots of ideas, and we'll refine those ideas and develop those through this process of improvisation and dialogue. We'll develop those into our compositions.
And I imagine you've done maybe similar things before. What's the joy for you in this kind of work? Why do you do it?
The joy for me is it's really good fun to start and just put some ideas out and see where they go with a group of people. And as a group, discover your sound and to discover your identity and, make the piece of music that you want to make as an ensemble, it's a very, very empowering thing and a really exciting thing to do. And your voice within that might be really subtle, or it might be really strong, might be very powerful, it might be something that's very loud and dramatic, it might be something that's incredibly soft and very, very, very gentle. And I love to bring those sounds and those voices together and create something that's dramatically exciting for our audience to come and listen to.
Well, it sounds like a fantastically creative, fun, sociable process. So we really hope that people listening to this will think about getting involved in these workshops.
Yeah, and I would urge anyone to just come and give it a try.
Okay, Jackie, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
Alongside Jackie in running the workshops will be Adrian Lee, a visually impaired composer and guitarist. I asked Adrian what kind of musicians and instrumentalists they were hoping would come along to the Taster workshop. Were they hoping for professional musicians?
Well, if there happen to be any professional musicians around, that would be fantastic. But no, we're really looking for people in the local community who love playing music, who love sharing music. I think that's most important of all. It's important to have a certain amount of experience. So, for instance, if you're a vocalist, for example, if you enjoy getting up and singing and sharing that, maybe you're in a local choir, maybe you're in a local group or something like that, you certainly don't have to be a professional standard.
And are you only looking for people with visual impairment, or can sighted people take part as well?
Sighted people can take part as well. Visually impaired people can come along with buddies, or you know, if they happen to be able to come along by themselves, that's fantastic too. Yeah, so I think we're looking for an integrated kind of group of people, and people with an enthusiasm for actually taking part and, you know, finding out maybe a new way of making music together. Actually sharing in a creative process, I think, is what this is really, really about. So the end result will be, you know, something quite special, quite unusual.
Mm. And if people are listening to you now and thinking, well, I'm not sure, I might not be good enough, or I haven't played for a while because perhaps they've been losing their sight and they haven't played for a bit,
yes.
I guess the taster workshops we've got planned are an ideal chance for them to come along and give it a try.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, in terms of our planning, I think we thought the taster part was really important. Because often, if you don't want to sort of necessarily to commit to something like be like, ooh, now does it mean I have to sort of be of a certain standard? Do I have to, you know, get myself from scratch? No, you don't. All you have to do is get yourself along to a taster workshop, come along, and come and have fun. That's what we're planning anyway. We're planning to have some fun. And in that process, you might just find that if you haven't played an instrument for a while, and you know, what you enjoyed playing music, but not so sure about it now, this will be your opportunity to reconnect. Reconnect with your instrument, reconnect with your voice, and what's most important is reconnect in terms of sharing your music with other people.
That was Adrian Lee. And if you want more information about the Sensing Nature Project, or perhaps you'd like to join one of the taster workshops, you can contact me, Mike Davison, on 01379 852 501, or email davisonmike@outlook.com. Alternatively, to book a place on the Norwich workshop, contact Mark Smith at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. His email is marksmith@nnab.org.uk, or you can phone the office on 01603 629 558.